Hello,
Mr. President.
Well, Henry, what's new today?
There aren't any major developments in the foreign field.
Seemed to be quite a bit of hard fighting in the Vietnam area, I noticed from the news.
There's hard fighting in Military Region 1, but my view is that whatever fighting they do now, they won't do 2 months from now.
Sure.
Yeah. And but no major changes. There's no fighting outside of Military Region 1. But none of any consequence.
Yeah.
They haven't launched their real attacks yet.
Yeah, they're, I guess that firebase Bastogne, getting that gives them a little bit, it's a minute too
early. No, but that firebase Bastogne, they always expected to...
They could lose it and then gain it.
To give up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll make a minor effort to regain it, but that was never intended to be held seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And they just moved off a few miles.
Sure.
The real defense is about 4 miles further back in firebase Birmingham.
Well, the dike story, I guess, got out all right.
The dike story got out all right. Of course, the Washington Post put a dirty headline on it.
Oh, God, unbelievable. I saw that.
The New York Times put a fair
headline. The New York Times played it fairly. We couldn't complain about that. But the Post is just... let me tell you, I don't think that the country gives one damn about these dikes. If they push it any further, and I'll say, now, look, if the choice comes, if they put anti-aircraft guns on there and start shooting down American planes, of course, we're not going to risk American pilots for such guns.
And we have to consider the thing also after November anyway. I wouldn't say that, no.
That's right. We may have to take them out.
Yeah. I think after November we must do what it takes to end this war.
That's right. Damn right, and we're not going to hesitate about anything.
We can't go through another 2 years.
We're saying the right things now, but that's all. But it's got to use the force that is necessary, and we have no question about using it. Incidentally, one story I wanted to ask you about, see if you wanted to, if we were to do anything. I noticed Epperly made a bearish comment about the trade negotiations in Japan, saying that they didn't look too good right at the moment, or progress was disappointing. Are you watching that thing, or is there anything there we should know about? The main thing I really want to, I don't want that meeting with Tanaka to come off and we labor and produce a mouse. I just hope that we, maybe this is part of the strategy to wait, but I don't know. Is there anything there that we should know?
Let me check on that. I don't know the
right
there.
Yeah. Well, he shouldn't really, I don't know.
I think we can produce.
He shouldn't really, Henry, Everly really, on a mission like this, should not be making comments day to day as to how it's going.
Absolutely not.
Don't you agree?
He's inexperienced.
Yeah. And, well, he works hard and he does well, but my point is, all of our people have got to learn the lesson of that if you don't have to talk to the press every time they ask, and you don't give them anything, you'd say, well, look, I'm just not going to talk about these negotiations.
Absolutely.
And, particularly on this one, because, you know, they've had all this talk about this $1 billion deal now, and boy, we want to get it.
Well,
or some kind of a deal, at least.
I think we can. I think I should send one of my staff men who was with me when I talked to Tanaka out to talk to him to see what we can prepare.
Nobody's with Everly, huh? None of your staff people?
No.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a good idea, to because we want to do this trade thing.
Right.
And might send a man out and to work, well, working with the ambassadors all for us, you know.
Right.
He's with us.
But they could call on Tanaka, just the ambassador and my man.
Yeah, right. See what we can get in preparing this. I think we should get it well prepared.
Well, we'll get it done next week.
Yeah. Okay, Henry. Bye.
Right.
Bye.